That's ideas. Remind me of something happened not long time ago in Saudi Arabia, when a movement of people decided to take over Mecca and Medina. It called Al-Juhayman in 14 Hijri, which is 1980. They enter Mecca, they lock the doors, they said, we have Al-Mahdi. And their main idea wasn't the Mahdi or anything. They just to take over the country. And they tried to take over Medina, but they didn't succeed. In Riyadh, they didn't succeed. In the eastern side of Prince Saudi Arabia, but they catch them. All of its fails except this one in Mecca. One of the ideas they used to spread, and I remember that, in the communities before they did that, I remember what they used to tell in the massages and their meetings. And I was very, I didn't realize this until I grew up. They used to say in the massages, if the king did this such and such, all of us sinner like him. Why? Because we holding the citizenship. For example, if the king shake hands with the queen of British, so all of us, we take the responsibility as if we shake hands with the queen of England. Wallahi, I remember this example exactly. And they said if he accept the United Nations to be, to be part of United Nations is kufr. He accept to be part of kufr, and you accept to be part of another kufr, which is the state. So we are all kuffar. So we have to announce that we are against. It's the same logic. All days they said if the hakim kafir, everybody. Allah subhanahu wa taala, ولا Allah عز وجل يحمله وزرة وزرة أخرى. I don't take the sin of your sin. I'm not responsible for your sin. So they make this connection to make takfir for all people. It's a very dangerous way of thinking. And also you see in these days, the groups of takfir and al-hijrah, they love the word kafir. Wallahi brothers, one of them told me once. He said, Waleed, Wallahi al-Azim, he said, I used to go to Mecca. And when I'm coming out of the door in Ramadan, you know, hundreds, thousands of people coming out with you. If you see that picture of Ramadan, 3 million people, 2 million people go to the masjid to pray in 27th. In the last 10 days, he said, I used to walk and I feel I'm the only Muslims walking. Wallahi, this is his word to me. And they said, there is two of these from Jama'at al-Takfir, from the group of Takfir. They start the ideas in one country. They made takfir to everyone to the extent once they have a dispute between them. Then he said to his friend, you are kafir. They started together. Then he said, if I am kafir and you have not made takfir for me all these days, so you are kafir too. So it ends up both of them kuffar. So to that extent, it is كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يتجارى بهم كالكلب يعني لا يترك شيء. It is a disease. Whenever it spread, it doesn't finish. It doesn't stop. They start, this ruler is kafir. طيب. His ministries, kuffar. His secretaries, so kuffar. His guards, kuffar. His army, kuffar. His governors, kuffar. The people who work in his palace, kuffar. We work for the government, kuffar. خلاص, it's a very dangerous, this is the nature of the Khawarij, not the nature of Ahlul Sunnah. Ahlul Sunnah, very rare to find Imam Ahmad when he said kafir. يعني شوف المأمون, with all of this kufr he did, Imam Ahmad, he didn't say he's kafir. He didn't announce clearly that he's kafir. With all of he did, المأمون شيعي, يعني a lot of things he did. But Imam Ahmad sometimes, like when he had the debate with Ahmad bin Abi Duad, He said like this, this man is kafir. قال أما هذا فقد كفر. خلاص. And we have another extreme. People said you cannot make takfir to anyone. No, there's another extreme. People, if he committed kafir, he became kafir. إذا ثبتت الشروط وانتفت الموانع. if he meet the conditions of takfir, he became kafir. But who did this? The scholars. But the nature of Khawarij, they love this word takfir. Also, as I told you, Khawarij, they have issues in their books. They said, what is the rules related to the Sunni's children? They discussed this as a problem. Some of them said they are like their father's kuffar and they should be killed with them. Some of them, no. They will be our servant in Jannah. We don't kill them. Some of them said Allah knows what they are going to do. Yani what they're going to be. But Ibadiyya said, no, they are believers. Mu'mineen. One of the also their positions, they made takfir to majority of the Sahaba. Takfir for the majority of Sahaba, Uthman and Ali and whoever after them. Also, they reject the Sunnah. They reject the Sunnah following the steps of the Khwaisar al-Yamani. When he said, Ya Rasulullah, i'dil, he rejected the Prophet ﷺ, judgment. And therefore, you see, they, as I told you before, some of the Khawarij used to pray only 3 times a day. You see, this is the Quran. And they said the woman has to fast and to pray while she has her period. They said because there is no such evidence in Quran. And so many things. As-Suyuti rahimahullah mentioned that, and he يعني said that about them. What this group, also, today we have a certain groups. It's called Jama'at al-Takfir. It's called Jama'at al-Takfir. And also Jama'at al-Jihad, Jama'at al-Hijra, Jama'at al-Tawakuf. All these are branches to Al-Khawarij. They are branches and they have a lot of beliefs and ideologies. They are common with Al-Khawarij. Common beliefs and common ideologies between them and Al-Khawarij. And Jama'at al-Takfir started in Egypt, in jail. And it is a reaction toward hatred toward the communities or toward the Muslims. And in another, some of the scholars, when they study the history behind al-Takfir, it was supported by the Egyptian government in the beginning. The Egyptian government, and it mainly Shukri and his groups, they've been at least giving a green light by the government. So they came out and they killed the Sheikh Al-Azhar at that time, Al-Dhahabi. And it was a big fitna in Egypt to make problem between the scholars and the youth, and the Shabab, and the Du'at. And it really was very effective, the da'wah in Egypt. Also, they were